It's the end of the year. Let's think about what we accomplished this year. I know that most of us business owners or business leaders, we're looking at the P&L. We're looking at what did we accomplish from a profitability standpoint? How does our balance sheet look? Well, how much money we've got in the bank, our cash flow position. But in reality, God probably, if this were a time where he would do an evaluation, our annual assessment, he'd look at things completely different from the way we look at things. He would probably look at how did you serve? How did you represent me? How did you, in those circumstances and situations where I brought people into your life, whether that was an employee, a customer, a supplier, just through your business, how I brought people into your life, and how did you represent me in that process? And what does represent me mean? For those that don't know him, it would be a quiet invitation. And for those that do, it may be a word of encouragement. But more importantly, it is seeing people and hearing people and loving people the same way that Christ heard, saw, and loved them. I think at the end of the year, I couldn't possibly go back and decide whether or not God would call this a year of success. I just hope that through the year, there have been many times when I did see what he saw, hear what he heard, felt what he felt, and acted as he would have me act. I also know there's probably far too many times that I would regret. But God says, look forward. Don't look back to what you didn't accomplish. Look forward and look forward to what you will accomplish. So as this year ends and a new one begins, how will you measure success at the end of next year? By how you love, how you hear, how you feel, and how you are Jesus to a dying world. This has been a Kingdom Encouragement from Kingdom Companies.